Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
And this is Atlanta.
The food,
the wine,
the entertainment,
the lifestyle.
This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Sponsored by Inc. Realty. When it's time for your next move, choose guaranteed.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, in my family, it wouldn't be Christmas unless I visited the Biltmore House, Biltmore Estate at Christmas, and seeing all the beautiful decorations, the huge Christmas tree, driving through Asheville. So it's time to bring on Leanne Donnelly. She is the PR director for the Biltmore Estate. And Leanne, this year is no exception. You've amped it up with, what, a 34-foot-tall Fraser fir?
Yes, ma'am, in the banquet hall of Biltmore House.
And it's a real tree?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's give a little history. Okay. George Vanderbilt built the Biltmore House.
Correct.
Okay. And why did you choose Asheville?
Asheville was a location back in the 1800s, late 1800s for his time frame, that was known for its wonderful climate and healing properties in terms of if you had respiratory issues. So George's mother suffered from those kinds of issues, and her doctor recommended that they travel to Asheville so she could stay for a while and take in the clean air. They lived in New York City, mm-hmm. and so this was a very popular place that physicians in the Northeast would recommend their patients to travel to. So George Vanderbilt and his mother had the means to do that. They came down, and while she was receiving treatments, he went out exploring on horseback, and he fell in love with the mountains in western North Carolina and decided he would like to build a home for his friends and family away from the city, and thought that this would be a perfect location.
Well, how big is the estate?
Well, the acreage right now is 8,000 acres. Mm-hmm. The house itself is 175,000 square feet, roughly the size of 4 football fields.
So why is the Biltmore Estate so special at Christmas? I mean, you've been decking the halls there for many, many mm-hmm. years.
42 years we have been producing, if you will, Christmas at Biltmore in our quote-unquote modern era. It started with George Vanderbilt in 1895. 1895 was the year he moved into the house, and by Christmas time, he was ready to open it to friends and family. So on Christmas Eve is when they all arrived from around the country, from New York City mm-hmm. as well, and he kicked things off in a big way with the holidays, that holiday. And so for 42 years, we have been putting on the official Christmas at Biltmore celebration. And it dates back to 1895, of course, when George Vanderbilt first moved into Biltmore House, and he invited friends and family when he first opened the house Christmas Eve of that year in 1895. So we are following along the tradition he set forth.
Well, I just saw a video of you bringing in that huge 34-foot Fraser fir tree and setting it up. And you said the ornaments that go on that tree are like 3 foot tall.
Some of them are, yes. Not all of them, but there are quite a few that are that large, because if you think about it, that is the scale with which we work. The tree itself is 34, 35 feet tall. It's a live tree that we work with Andrews Nursery out of Newland, North Carolina every year. They grow our banquet hall trees for us. And that tree goes into a 7-story tall room in the house, which yeah. is the banquet hall. So when you think about that, it makes sense to have ornaments that large, or they just get lost in the
tree. Totally. So how would George Vanderbilt have decorated that tree? And did he have that large of a tree?
Yes, he did. He set that standard for us that very first year. He decided, and folks who worked for him said, you've got to have a big tree, because anything smaller is just going to be lost in
right.
this huge room. So we have that in our archives, and so we love to be able to be as authentic as we can to the original story for our guests to enjoy it as if they were guests of Mr. Vanderbilt's themselves. He decided, and I'm not sure why, but that large tree had 500 ornaments on it, it had 500 lights, and it had 500 wrapped gifts on it. And we do that very same design scheme every year.
500 gifts.
That's right.
So the gifts didn't go under the tree, they went in the tree.
I think maybe they were both. They were in
wow.
both locations, because he had a lot of people who worked for him, lots of family in town, and every child, once he got married, 3 years after he moved into the house, he married Edith Dresser, and Mrs. Vanderbilt was very, very keen on making sure that the folks who worked for them and lived on the estate were part of the celebration. And so those gifts were for the children who were raised on the estate by the employees who worked for the Vanderbilts. And so every child had a gift, and she was very meticulous in making sure she kept records on the gifts each child
wow.
received every year, so that she wouldn't repeat in the future years. And she would purchase toys from FAO Schwartz in New York City, and they would ship them down. But we also have receipts from several stores in downtown Asheville where she purchased gifts.
That is so neat. But not just the huge banquet hall that's decorated, it's throughout the whole
yes.
estate.
Yes, the house itself this year has 65 Christmas trees
oh
decorated,
gosh.
All hand decorated by our extremely, extremely talented floral design team. They plan the event every year, at least a year in advance,
mm-hmm.
and even more so. And so that is just in the house itself, and there's dozens and dozens and dozens of other Christmas trees around the property.
So do you have a theme each year for your Christmas decorations?
We do, and this year it is the Gilded Age, and so when guests come, when you come and visit us, you're going to see lots of gold and silver accents, from the ornaments on the tree to all of the floral arrangements, the decorations, the garlands within the house. When you first walk into the house, the entry hall has this drop-dead gorgeous three-tiered wreath that is suspended from the ceiling, and each wreath has these crystal bead strings,
oh
if you will, hanging off of it to create this look of a chandelier.
Uh-huh.
And then, it's really magical, especially at nighttime if you're there for the candlelight Christmas
That's
tours.
What I was just getting ready to bring up, your candlelight tours.
Mm-hmm.
Of
yes.
the Biltmore.
Yes. Those happen every evening. I believe we don't have tours on Thanksgiving night or Christmas night, but we do offer these tours each evening. It's the only time we have tours of the house at night during the year. And every night around 4:30, late afternoon, a crew of Biltmore employees comes out and hand places luminaries around the front lawn. They light them, 300 or more luminaries that go around the front lawn. The front, they outline the front of Biltmore House. And then, of course, on the front lawn, we have a 60-foot tall Christmas tree.
Well, of course you do.
With around 40,000 lights, give or take. And so when you come in for Christmas candlelight tours, you come in, you when you drive into that front gate, you're just going to be blown away by it's very magical and very enchanting.
Well, there's so much to see. You mm-hmm. can spend days touring things on the Biltmore estate, because you have the winery. Let's don't forget the winery.
Yes.
Because that's one of the most visited wineries.
It is in the country. It is the most visited winery, which often surprises people. But when you think about it, Biltmore, the estate itself, hosts around 1.2, 1.3 million guests per year. And so a large percentage of those guests stop by the winery for the tour and for tasting Biltmore wines. And so that kind of puts us up in this, you know, it puts us up at the top of the rankings because we just have the benefit of lots of people coming through, and we're really happy about that and very thankful for that.
And there's something going on all the time at the Biltmore. Of course, we have Christmas now, but throughout the year, the Biltmore is hosting or gearing up to host some event, whether it's the tulips or the different flowers, the gardens. I mean, it's always a magical time up there.
It really is. And in the spring, we always celebrate Biltmore blooms. And we have thousands and thousands and thousands of tulips all over the estate. And those really do really announce the beginning of spring, and it's just another magical time, but in a completely different way. And every Easter, we have Easter egg hunts on the front lawn, and so families really love that. It's great for families. In the summer, we roll into our concert series, and we have fabulous music right there, right next to Biltmore House, with beautiful sunset scenery, and it's just the house stays the same. There's so many elements about Biltmore that stay the same, but throughout the year, things change. The personality changes, the tone changes. And so I love to encourage people to try to visit us all four seasons.
Yeah, absolutely. And didn't George Vanderbilt himself sit in his bedroom and look out the window during construction at the different seasons and see how he was going to plan his garden? And he had to sit up on, I think, a ladder.
Belinda, you should work for us.
I think I'm going to.
Because you know the history. But let me tweak it a little bit, because that story you're referring to is when Richard Morris Hunt, the architect of the house, wanted to make sure that the bedroom where Mr. Vanderbilt would sleep had a view that was just a jaw-dropping view for him every morning, because he was right in the, you know, he had all this land in the mountains. So they built a viewing stand before the house was fully constructed. And he took him, or Mr. Hunt took Mr. Vanderbilt, who was a young man in his 20s and a bachelor at this time.
Ooh, quite a catch.
Up to this platform, and basically said, "So what do you think? Do you think this will be good enough?
Is this going to work?
Will this work for you?" And obviously it must have. And with the help of Frederick Law Olmsted, the three of them really collaborated on not only the house, but the gardens, as you mentioned. And the gardens and just the grounds. The grounds were designed, Mr. Olmsted recommended it, to appear as if it were a park. And so they're definitely, the grounds are right around the house is very much like a park setting. And you've got the formal gardens that ramble down the hill. But then it opens up into this pastoral scenery where that goes right up to the river, the French Broad River. So it was all very, very planned out. But, you know, I think it also retains such a natural beauty that is just an incredible and unique place.
And I think, you know, this all started in 1888,
right,
is when he first visited Asheville. Okay, Leanne, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Leanne Donnelly. She's the PR director for the Biltmore Estates. We're gearing up for Christmas at the Biltmore Estate. I can hardly wait. Maybe one of those presents on the Biltmore tree is addressed to me. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Check back often for breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts all weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, you're stressed about your house guests that come and stay for more than a weekend. Think about George Vanderbilt and the Biltmore Estate. His guests came Christmas Eve and stayed for months. So Leanne Donnelly, the PR director for the Biltmore Estate, is here. And that's quite a crew to take care of.
Certainly, certainly. But we love to say now, our Christmas season is so popular that we spend a lot of time getting ready for around 300,000 house guests who visit us between the Christmas season, which is November to January. So
if you can stay, because there's a lot to take in up there. You can't stay, of course, in the Biltmore Estate, but there are two places now on the property that you can stay.
Right. We have the Inn on Biltmore Estate. It has been open for several years now, and it offers a secluded hilltop private experience. And then we have a new hotel opening December 1st. It's called Village Hotel on Biltmore Estate, and it is right in the thick of Antler Hill Village, next to the winery, fantastic restaurants. We have live music down there, and so we're excited to be able to offer that to everybody.
So there's so much to do on the property. If you just want to take a quiet walk, if you want to go on a wine tasting, if you want to tour the gardens, learn all their botany secrets that the Vanderbilts and their greenhouse. There's a lot to see, and especially this Christmas season. If you're not in the Christmas spirit, you will be by the time you step first foot on those grounds. So, Leanne, where would you like to send people to get more information or times and tours?
We have a very extensive website. It is biltmore.com. Simple enough. And you're welcome to log in, and you can see how to buy tickets, how to set up your tours, and how to make hotel reservations.
Okay, Leanne, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Folks, you can be transported into the days of yesteryear through the pages of the Biltmore Estate and down in their history portion down in the basement. I personally love to see their indoor pool and how the staff of the Biltmore washed the clothes and prepared the meals. There's just so much. It's such rich history there at the Biltmore Estate. So I encourage you to take advantage of that. Just a short drive from Atlanta to Asheville, North Carolina. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
And this is Atlanta.
The food,
the wine,
the entertainment,
the lifestyle.
This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Sponsored by Inc. Realty. When it's time for your next move, choose Guaranteed.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. What about an Atlanta tradition for over 40 years that just got better? That's because the holiday light display, with the help of illuminating design, is now underway with Christmas at Callenwald. And I have Bill Fry in the studio with me. He's been on for several years. And Bill, this is going to be a show at Callenwald like none other.
Yes, it is. First of all, thank you for having me. I appreciate your time.
And we're talking about Christmas.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
And people are like, I can't believe we just finished with Halloween and they're talking about Christmas.
It comes earlier and earlier every year.
It does.
But the fun part is with the show, the Christmas at Callenwald show that we've put on and partnered with Callenwald Fine Arts Center, is a very interactive show that's different than basically any other one in the Atlanta area. It has a lot of fun features designed just for the children, young and old. We have very high tech, where we have a 23-foot programmed RGB tree that's completely
RGB.
Red, green, blue.
Oh, well, that's pretty simple. Okay.
Yep. So, and basically what it is, it's a pixel that'll change colors, very similar to what you have in your TV. Our tree has just about 9,000 pixels in it, which creates a high-def television look from a distance of about 10 to 15 foot.
Wow.
The lights are extremely bright, and you can see it from a lot further than that.
Okay. So it has different designs that are changing around the tree.
Yes. We've customized the lighting program to make it sync to about 7 or 8 songs for 25 minutes. It's a really wonderful experience that you can sit there, enjoy a s'more, some hot chocolate, and sit there with your family and really create a new memory in the Atlanta area for the holidays.
And this is what I love about the holidays. It's just creating memories. And like I told you earlier, I always look for something different for my nieces and nephews because they need another toy, like they need another hole in their head. So I always give them a memory, and I take them and do something with them over the holiday. So this is exactly what they're going to be getting from Aunt Bee. We're going to the Callenwald, Christmas at Callenwald.
That's fantastic. And they're going to have an experience like no other. We're creating an area, a kids-only area, where it's going to be snowing every day of the season.
Oh.
It's going to have gingerbread men. It's going to have toy soldiers. You name it, it has it. It's a land only imagined by the North Pole.
Okay, now I see here we have a singing forest.
Yes, singing forest is around the Council Circle area down at Callenwald, and it's really neat. It's about a 9 to 10 minute program where the trees will, around the circle, will sit there, change color, and kind of dance to the music. It looks like the trees are singing to you.
So, and these are all LED lights, correct?
Yes, they are. They're all LED lights, all low power, and the majority of them that we use are low voltage as well, which is a little bit different than what you can buy at the retail stores.
And we're going to talk about this in just a moment, about how you can have that high designer look at home and professional look and be safe about it. Now, and you have photo opportunities, so you want to get there early and maybe you can have your Christmas card from one of the many photos that you take at the
very easily
Wall Christmas.
Have you ever seen a life-size snow globe?
No.
That's what we have.
Oh,
we have a life-size snow globe that you actually are able to climb inside to have your family picture taken.
No, are you serious?
Yes, lots of fun.
Oh, that's awesome. That's like you're getting inside the snow globe?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you actually walk inside of it. You unzip the back, walk inside, have your family photo taken. There's going to be certain days that there's professional photographers there, as well as the ability to take your own photos. Your family walks in and you take it with your phone or your camera. If anybody carries cameras any longer.
No, everybody just takes it on their phone. That is tremendous. Okay, well, what about mailing letters to Santa?
Yes, in the kids area, they have a unique opportunity to go through one of the elves' homes and to go through and write their letter to Santa. We'll have a bag that we're going to package up and mail off to Santa, and make sure that all the good boys and girls get their favorite toys for the year.
I would imagine, since you are so good at decorating, that you do have an express route to Santa. North Pole.
We've worked for Santa for a number of years now. And boy, is that good with my children.
I bet it is. And you decorate other areas around the city and the Atlanta area.
Yes, we do. We've worked for a number of years with MARTA in decorating some of their stations. We work with the Atlanta Botanical Gardens. We're working with Stone Mountain this year as well for a new interactive display there. And a lot of the neighborhood fronts that you've seen around town or some of the other cityscapes. Working with the city of Lilburn, Covington, and just a number of fantastic clients.
And believe it or not, they can work for you. Their minimum amount that you need to spend is only $1,500. And the way that works is you rent the equipment.
Yes, and that's a great new feature that we have this year. By going to a rental program, what we found was it's very expensive to keep up with the latest trends. We didn't feel it was proper to continue going back to our clients and saying, well, this year you owe us again to upgrade your products. And we know everybody wants to be on the leading edge of what's out there.
Well, you don't want to put up the same thing year after year.
No, we don't. It doesn't. You get kind of bored of it. You get tired.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the wow feeling that you had year one. So by renting the products, you can either upgrade or do less each year as you like. To if you're going to be in town or have a company party, we can come out and we'll do a bigger display for you. If you're going to be out of town or only around for a week or two of the holidays and you don't want to quite spend that much but you still want something, we can do that for you as well. And by doing the rental program, it works out either way.
Now the best part is Bill and his crew come to your house, put it up, set it up. It's on a timer. It just turns itself on, and then they take it down and store it for you. You do absolutely zilch.
That's the best part, isn't it?
That's the best part. You don't even store it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are full service. We'll come out if you have if you're having a problem with your lights, we'll come back out within 24 to 40 hours, 48 hours to get that fixed up for you.
I remember last year I had one burnt light bulb that was no big deal, and a guy came out within a few hours. I was like, it's one light bulb. It's no big deal.
It's the overall design for us. We are perfectionists in what we do. We like everything to be just right. And if you're paying, if you're spending your hard-earned money on getting, having us come out and do your lighting, that's what you deserve. The customers deserve the very best.
And so I've had you do my house, the front of my house, for the past probably 3 years. And I just feel this warm glow in my heart when I drive down my street and I see, I used to have this island in the front and I had two dogwoods that you would wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And they just looked so magical. They were like the trees that you would look at on professional properties and go, oh, but they were in my yard. And now I don't have that island anymore, and those trees died. but now Gibbs Landscape has given me other things, and you and I are going to come up with some other design.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see what it is and decorate. And you just have that off feeling when you pull in your driveway or when friends and family arrive, because Christmas only comes once a year, and it's made of memories and tradition, and that's where Illuminating Designs helps just solidify that a little bit more.
And that's what we love to do. We love to hear the stories about how our clients are, their holidays are made just a little bit better. We like to be the backdrop. We don't want to be your focus on the holidays. We want to be the backdrop to your holiday memories and what you're doing and in your experiences. And you just remember those thoughts, and it logs back in your brain of just the wonderful lights and the wonderful time and just the feel-good moments that you have during the holidays.
Okay, I'm starting to see when I drive around that homeowners are switching from the big bulbs or the other bulbs to LED bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are good, some of them are not good. I really don't like the really bright blue garish mm-hmm. LED bulbs.
Yes.
So where can those people who are using those bulbs, because we all like the LED now because it's saving us so much money.
Yes, it's they're fantastic.
And they're not going to catch on fire.
No, they won't. They're actually cool to the touch.
Okay,
and they don't break.
And if one bulb burns out, the whole string doesn't go, right?
No, it does not. No, okay. And with an LED, you're looking at 100,000 to 200,000 hours of life in those lights.
Wow.
They're actually not a filament bulb. They're a little diode in there, which is a little computer chip that tells it which the colors or the diodes are. It's a pulse light more so than anything else. So it's an electrical pulse rather than a filament light.
So when we go shopping for lighting, how can we make sure we're getting the best LED Christmas tree lighting that the consumer can find?
Don't necessarily go for the least expensive. What you're going to find is those are generally not as quality. They're to create the cool white, which is the pure white look, you have to strip all the color out of the lights. And a lot of the companies, a lot of the manufacturers have trouble getting all the blue out. That's why you have those old style LEDs. The first runs of them had the bluish tint
to it.
It
feels like an operating room.
It sure does. It sure does. So really look at the products you're buying. See if you can get a test of it, or buy one as a sample and try it out that way to make sure it has the color you like. Because if it has a little blue hue to it, it's going to be blue it's going to get bluer and bluer the more you add to it. And you're definitely going to notice it.
Will it say on the package soft white?
You have warm white and you have cool white. Warm white gives you your traditional incandescent look.
Okay.
With kind of the yellowish look, similar to, I'd say, champagne. And
okay.
The cool white ones are more the electric white, kind of, I describe them as club lights.
Okay.
Club white lights, which is a very good look if people want to do a red and white roofline, something like that. It gives a very good candy cane look.
Okay, is there a consumer brand that you like out there that you'd like to?
We use two different companies. We use S4 products, and we've also used Christmas Lights, etc. products in the past.
Are those available to the consumer market?
Yes, they are. S4 is more of a commercial-based company, but they do sell it to the end user as well. Christmas Lights, etc. is an online retailer that does a ton of online sales.
Okay, so we can get both of those mm-hmm. either in the store or by ordering.
Just by ordering.
They're not ordering.
Yeah, they're not sold in the regular retail stores.
Okay, so name those companies again.
S4, Seasons 4.
Mm-hmm. Seasons 4.
And Christmas Lights, etc.
Christmas Lights, etc. Okay, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're going to outlive you.
Yes, they are. And a lot of places aren't selling the incandescents any longer. So you're going to have a harder and harder time finding them just with your traditional light bulbs for your lamp or something, where you're not seeing as many incandescents any longer at all.
Okay, this may be the year that I make the big splurge and throw all the incandescent away and go.
You'll be glad you did.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to speak more with Bill about the Christmas at Callenwall holiday display and light show. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
For breaking news, weather, and traffic, depend on WSB and the WSB radio app. Monday in Atlanta's morning news, triple team traffic coverage. And when's the next cold snap coming in the five-day forecast?
And welcome back to Atlanta Living, where, believe it or not, we're talking Christmas. Christmas at Callenwald with the Holiday Light Display Show. Illuminating Design is the company who put all this together and made it happen. An Atlanta tradition for over 40 years just got better. And so Bill Fry and I were just talking before the break about bringing LED lights into the home, which you've been using professionally for years.
Yes.
Best way to store those at home.
Yeah, a lot of people have the old classic tangled light ball when you try to go and bring your lights out of storage. And it all comes down to how you pack them away. If you take your strand of mini lights and start with the female end and then just kind of start creating a ball around that, similar to your old school rubber band ball.
Yeah.
Just kind of keep wrapping and wrapping that way, and then your male end will be the last piece out. Tuck it under one of the wires, and then you have a nice solid ball that you can pack away and store. It'll keep them in better shape. They don't get twisted up. And then as you go to light them, use them for the following year, just simply undo the male plug, plug it in. And as you're going around your interior Christmas tree or your bushes outside, it'll just allow you to unravel the ball as you're going around. It will not kink. It will not, it's not going to get tied up in knots, and it's not going to get stuck with other strands as well.
How many strings can I put together before I use a
three-way extension? Well, what you're looking for is, and that really depends on what lights you're using. Always follow the UL listing and the recommendations. But what we have found is if you're working with your old school incandescents, you can do three before you have to what we call back to power.
Okay.
Something tells me you don't do that.
Times two.
All right. Well, then you got to worry about the last inch of the first inch of wire or so, because all that power is running through there.
Okay.
But since you've now told me that you're upgrading to LEDs, you can do that no problem. You're looking at, it really depends on the strength of the wiring and obviously the UL listing, but you can go 20 to 30 strands before you start seeing a drop in power.
Wow. Okay. Folks, we want you to please come out and see the Christmas at Callenwald. It's going to be your family's favorite tradition that you do this holiday season, and it's nightly 6 to 10. And if you want more information, where should folks go?
You can go onto the Callenwald website. If you just go to the main site, www.callenwald.org, you can find links to it there.
You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.